Welcome to another installment of 91 Weeks with the Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Rock Dillaman, lead pastor at ACAC. Well, if you've been following the reading schedule, you know that once again we're in Jeremiah, and you know from my comments a couple of weeks ago that there are no direct references to the Holy Spirit in the book of Jeremiah or in the other book he wrote, the book of Lamentations. But as is our custom, when we have no specific reference, I pick out some samples of what the Holy Spirit was doing through the prophet, what the Holy Spirit was saying through the prophet, because those examples tell us something about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So once again, that's what we'll be doing this week. And I want to focus in on two references, two passages. The first is from Jeremiah's 31st chapter. And that's all about God turning Israel's mourning into joy. And in the 13th verse of that chapter, it says, "Then the virgin will rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy and will comfort them and give them joy for their sorrow." That verse talks about one of the great reversals that the Holy Spirit wants to bring into the lives of those that follow Christ. The reversal that the Holy Spirit brings with Him when He takes up residence in our hearts. And that's reversing mourning and reversing sorrow and replacing them with joy and with comfort. The Holy Spirit gets a bum rap because we tend many times to sadly focus upon His convicting ministry at the expense of His joy ministry. We think of the Holy Spirit convicting us of sin. We think of the Holy Spirit flashing the light of God's truth into the dark corners and recesses of our heart, revealing things we really don't want revealed, calling out things we really don't want to acknowledge, pointing out things that we initially are defensive about. And for that reason, I sometimes sense that people are a little reticent about moving in the Holy Spirit, seeking the voice of the Holy Spirit, because they tend to think, oh, He's got to point out my faults. And I'm already aware of my faults and frankly discouraged that some of them have been with me for so long. And a fresh work of the Spirit means more self-examination and more looking inward and more light in the darkness. And I don't know if I could handle that. And so sometimes I sense a reticence to really move in deeply with the Spirit of God. But Jeremiah reminds us that when the Holy Spirit casts the light of God's truth into the dark corners of our souls, He does so because He wants to remove the things that produce mourning and sorrow and discouragement and despair and depression and fear and anxiety and the feeling of just being bummed out. He wants to turn those things into joy and comfort and dancing. But He can't do that until He points out the heavy shoes we're wearing that keep us from dancing, the heavy burdens we're bearing that keep us from joy, the discomfort that we're housing that keeps us from comfort. So Jeremiah reminds us that the ultimate purpose of the Holy Spirit is to turn mourning into joy and sorrow into comfort. Jeremiah had to speak harsh words of light to the people of Israel. He had to lay out their sin in graphic terms. And he had to talk about the dire consequences in no holds barred fashion. But here in the midst of 31, the Spirit used him to remind the people that when God speaks hard things, it's because he wants to make way for the new things, the things that will restore your dance, that will help you get your spiritual groove on, that will help you to move and live in the joy of the Lord that is your strength. So don't fear the Holy Spirit because of the temporary things he needs to do. Welcome the Holy Spirit because of the final and permanent things he wants to do in your life. Now, the second thing comes from chapter 42. And I'm looking at the whole chapter, the whole narrative, rather than a particular verse. But in chapter 42, Jeremiah pronounced a very clear and discernible warning against reliance upon Egypt. And that discourse, wherein he was chiding the people of Israel for making an alliance with an ungodly nation, he warns us about something that we so easily tend to do, and that is pin our hopes, pin our dreams, pin our securities, address our fears through things that are not of God. And how relevant is this? I think we witness examples of the Jeremiah 42 tendency almost every day in the American church in the 21st century. Because I continually see believers putting their hopes for a better future, putting their hopes for security, putting their hopes in addressing their fears, putting their hopes in things that are not of God, in men. And probably the chief area where I see that is in the realm of politics. As believers, we need to be politically involved. As believers, we need to weigh issues, examine candidates, and exercise the wonderful privilege of voting in a democracy. But when voting for a particular candidate or a particular party platform subtly becomes the ground of your hopes for the future, your sense of security, your sense of protection from things that are evil, now you're moving from involvement to unwarranted dependence, which quickly becomes a subtle form of idolatry. And politics can easily become the Egypt of American believers in the 21st century. And not only can it easily become that, I feel very confident in saying in many places it has become that. Because as I've shared before, in many places, believers show far more fervency and passion over a political leader, a political party, a political agenda than they ever demonstrate over the person of Christ and the agenda of God's kingdom. They will get embroiled in bitter discourse with somebody that they feel is speaking against their candidate of choice or their party of choice. Now, are they alone in that? No, the world does that all the time. But when believers do it, it indicates an Egypt in their life, because the attachment should not be that strong. Our hopes should never ultimately be pinned upon a corrupted political system filled with corrupt men and women. Our hopes need to be pinned solely and entirely on a holy God and His holiness and His righteousness. And so Jeremiah's words in the Spirit to the people of Israel, telling them it was inappropriate, it should have never happened, and it's all got to come down like a house of cards, remind us that the Holy Spirit wants to warn us about and keep us from ungodly alliances, because they will produce sorrow and disappointment. They will take away your dance. They will leave you disappointed. They cannot deliver the goods. And worse, they come between you and the God who can deliver the goods. So Jeremiah reminds us that where the Spirit is being heard and followed, our hope is in God alone. Our confidence is in God alone. Our strength comes from God alone. Our passion is for God alone, and not the corrupt systems of men or the corrupt men who populate them. We must never make place for Egypt in our hearts, because it will rob us of our joy. And it will position us for the inevitable good discipline of the Lord. And I firmly believe, because of the way many American churches have idolized politics and politicized their faith, the discipline of the Lord is on its way, because without it, we'll never rediscover our dance. So, remember that every hard thing the Holy Spirit does in your life is aimed at restoring your joy and your dance. Don't shun the hard, because if you do, you'll miss the joy and the dance. God bless you. Have a great week listening for His faithful voice.